All right, let's do a phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Jonathan has said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I have a buddy from college, Frank, who got into his family's mortuary business.
Oh.
So he runs their funeral home now.
Okay.
He's a great guy. It's a good job for him since he's always been kind of serious.
Uh-huh.
We love to make jokes about his line of work. Thought you might be able to call him with a little phone tap. What do you think?
Okay, sure. Yeah, Robert Hassenpepper, not a real person, has a business proposition, wants to put the fun in funeral.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to your classic phone tap.
Okay. Good morning, family funeral home. This is Frank.
Hi, Frank. Robert Hassenpepper. How the heck are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How may I help you?
Well, Frank, I'm calling because I have a service that you and the families you work with might be interested in. In fact, you and I are in sort of the same business.
Oh, you're a funeral director as well.
Well, no, not exactly, but we're both in the business of bringing comfort to people in their time of need.
Of course.
So my service is one to give consolation to the bereaved when they are gathering at your facility. And of course, I'm talking about balloon animals.
Wait, balloon animals at a funeral?
Oh, well, no, not at an actual service, you see.
Wait a minute.
But hear me out here, Frank. This wouldn't be during any religious service, but if the family is having, you know, a wake or a gathering, what better way to honor them than with a bright, cheery balloon for a child or maybe for the adult as well?
I guess I'm confused. I really don't understand having balloon animals at a funeral vigil.
Well, it's not just animals, you see. I create lots of different shapes. In fact, in the industry, Frank, we don't like really being called balloon animal guys. We prefer balloon shapers or balloon artiste, if you will.
I don't think this is anything we're interested in.
Well, we can even create a shape of the deceased, you see, so
what?
That the family has a special keepsake of their loved one.
Oh, my God.
Or, I mean, at least until it deflates.
No. But thank you for calling. This isn't anything we're interested in. I can't even imagine any family asking for this service at a funeral home.
Well, that's the best part, Frank. You see, we work for tips, and while I'm twisting the balloons, you see, my wife, she does face painting. Impressive, eh?
Are you kidding me? Face painting, too?
I know what you're thinking. I know, but for funerals, she only paints sad faces on people.
Oh,
you see, frowns. You know, boo-hoo.
Sir, I am trying to be patient, but let me be really clear. We have zero interest in your balloon animals or your face painting at any of our solemn funeral services.
Okay, but I don't think you're hearing me. Listen, who supplies the music for the events at your mortuary? Because I also happen to be a DJ.
Oh, come on.
Well, that's right. I can play anything the family wants, from hardcore hip-hop to classic country to the stuff 99.7 DJX plays. You know, no downer funeral music here. It's a celebration.
Oh, my God.
Is this a joke?
Well, yes. Actually, Frank, it is. It's Ben Davis from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX, and this is what we call a phone tap.
Oh, hold on. What?
Yeah, Jonathan, your buddy, set you up. He just wanted us to call and mess with you a little bit.
Jeez. Jonathan did that. He's, oh my God, that's wild.
I have been practicing my balloon shapes.
I mean,
for just an occasion.
We can even recreate one for your loved one. What? Looks exactly like him.
It's just, look at this. He had big eyebrows. Look.
This reminds me of comedian Nick Swartzen. He does this whole bit about like his funeral. He wanted to be like suspended down on wires, disco ball, and techno music.
Yes. All right.
I mean, it's a lane I don't think many people have
considered.
Explored. Yes.
Right. There you go. That's your phone tap. 99.7 DJX.